KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies, some light rain in Atlantic, and it's currently 63 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, this morning, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst will chair a Senate Environment and Public Works Committee field hearing in southwest Iowa, focusing on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers river management following the devastating flooding in the region. Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa will also participate. Witnesses will include officials from the Army Corps of Engineers and local leaders and stakeholders from Fremont County and others. That meeting takes place at 8:30 at Kaufman Hall at 24116 Marion Avenue in Glenwood. Among those who will be in attendance include Kathy Crane, mayor of Hamburg, a farmer and community advocate from Fremont County, also an attorney from Kansas, and a person from the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River from Missouri. The Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency was notified that FEMA Acting Director Pete Gaynor approved the state of Iowa request to include Pottawatomie County in a major disaster declaration for the state of Iowa, specifically through the FEMA Individual Assistance Program. Local, state, and federal officials assessed damages throughout the county on April 2nd. Based on the conducted assessments, FEMA now has included Pott County in the declaration for individual assistance, which means that residents are eligible to apply for the federal individual assistance program, and that provides aid to eligible homeowners, renters, and businesses. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed said that we'll be working with partners from Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management and FEMA to develop plans on setting up a disaster recovery center in the county. A disaster recovery center, or DRC, is the location where residents can go to register for FEMA assistance and speak with FEMA personnel regarding their needs. He also said that we hoped to provide access to other sources of assistance and services for our residents in Pott County who need recovery assistance at the DRC. Local officials will be providing further information to residents on where they can go to register for assistance and alternative means of registering with FEMA after plans are finalized over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, residents in Pott County are urged to monitor media outlets on Emergency Management's Facebook page, Twitter, and website at www.pottcounty-ia.gov for further information. Officials of the Iowa DNR said yesterday that at around 6 p.m. Monday, the DNR's field office was notified about a potential discharge occurring at Cyclone Cattle Open Cattle Feedlot in Carson. And upon investigation, DNR staff made contact with the owner of Cyclone Cattle, and he said he was land applying manure-laden water from an on-site settled open feedlot effluent basin to an adjacent property. During the land application efforts, the manure-laden water from the pivot flowed through a grassed waterway in the application field and flowed into an unnamed tributary of the West Nishnabotna River. A fish kill was not observed, and water samples were collected for analysis. The center pivot was turned off at around 8:30 p.m. on Monday. The cause of the discharge into the tributary remains under investigation, but it is believed to have been a mechanical issue, and appropriate enforcement will be considered. Elsewhere in the news, officials with Atlantic Rising on Tuesday announced the 2019 nominees for the 6th Annual Awards Gala presented by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Megan Roberts State Farm. The event is designed to celebrate the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate excellence and innovation in their profession and within their community. In addition to recognizing the success of area young professionals, One Chamber Business will be recognized as the Young Professional Choice Workplace of the Year. That recognizes companies who effectively attract, retain, and develop young professionals. Nominations were received in the following categories: newcomer, business leader, entrepreneur, public servant, and choice workplace. The nominees are for young professional newcomer, Paul Kite with Kite Family Chiropractic, Dr. Edna Becht with Cass County Health System, Megan Londo with Merit of Media, Kurt Halpert with Atlantic Locker Service. Business leader nominees include Lucas Mosier from Gady Insurance, Megan Roberts State Farm, and John McCurdy, Southwest Iowa Planning Council. Young entrepreneur nominees include Rachel Johnson from Villa Dance Company and Chad Finken from Finken Painting. For public servant, Kelsey Smith with Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral, John Lund with the City of Atlantic, Chris Erickson with the City of Atlantic, and Alexis Fleener, Southwest Iowa Planning Council. The Young Professional Choice Workplace nominees include Nishna Valley Credit Union and Atlantic Specialty Care Initiatives. The 2019 award winners will be announced at the Atlantic Rising Young Professional Awards Gala Friday, April 26th at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. You can visit www.atlanticiowa.com to register on the event's calendar page or call the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce at 712-243-3017. Well, kids in the area have an opportunity to meet an inspiring author this Thursday, April 18th at Washington Elementary in Atlantic. Eric Odie is a national award-winning children's singer and songwriter, a widely published author and poet, and a thoroughly entertaining, engaging entertainer, they say. His upbeat, high-participation programs are bubbling over with fun, interactive music, and include stories, skits, poetry, props, and puppets. Odie will present at 9 a.m. tomorrow in the junior kindergarten through first grade and at 10:15 a.m. to second and third grade. There will be books available for purchase at each performance and an opportunity for the author to autograph each book. Odie says whenever he's working with students, he wants them to understand that they are creative individuals with their own unique and wonderful ideas. He wants them to be excited about putting that creativity to work, expressing themselves creatively, persevering, and bringing something new to the world. A former elementary teacher of 12 years with a master's degree in educational technology, Odie has been invited to share his music and poetry programs with schools, community festivals, libraries, and churches throughout the U.S., Germany, Japan, and in Guam. Well, two people were arrested on separate charges in Creston on Tuesday. Authorities say 19-year-old Jacob Hummel of Emerson was arrested at around 9:40 p.m. for public intoxication. Hummel was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 1:40 p.m. Tuesday, 33-year-old Ryan Weiss of Creston was arrested at his residence for driving while revoked. Weiss was later released on a $1,000 bond. Tuesday night, a Creston resident reported to police that sometime recently, in unknown time frame, a second-story window of his residence in the 100 block of North Jarvis Street was shot out with a BB gun, causing about $400 in damage. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.